Welcome back to the School News Podcast here on MPS Voices. Manny Hill with you, and this is going to be a very exciting conversation as we are in the middle of National Library Week, and we're going to talk about the important role of library media specialists and libraries at Minneapolis Public Schools. And here to do all of that with me is Mandy Bellum, who is a K-12 library media content lead. And Mandy, great to meet you, and welcome to the School News Podcast. This is a fun conversation. Looking forward to it.
Thanks for having me.
So let's get right into things. Do you remember getting your first library card as a youngster? That has to be a pretty big moment for you.
It was. I'm getting into my mid-40s now, so I had to scratch my head a little bit to think back to this. But we had moved across town, and I was very sad because I had no friends. But when I was riding my bike around the neighborhood, I was very excited to find out that I lived like a 5-minute bike ride away from a huge Dakota County Library branch. And all I had to do was have a parent bring me there and sign me up for a card. I think it cost $1. It's free now. But once I had that card, I could come and go as I pleased. So here I have a little 10-year-old riding my bike to the library with my little library card, like, checking out books all by myself, like hanging out at the library and reading all by myself. I felt super grown up. And I think that's one of those experiences that just kind of transcends time and place, where once kids find that place that they could go and just be themselves and not need a parent around, like, that just opens up this kind of world of possibilities where, like, you can, it's not just books either. Like, there's so many other things to do there that it was just kind of cool to have a place that wasn't at home, that I could feel safe and have cool stuff to do.
And the theme of this year's National Library Week, of course, which is for this week of April 6th through the 12th, the theme for this week is Drawn to the Library. What do you think they mean by that?
Well, it's kind of a fun play on words. It's a little bit of a double meaning. If you know any young people these days, they are obsessed with graphic novels, manga, anything that has picture. And even 10, 20 years ago, like when graphic novels were starting to become more popular, they were black and white. Now, with all the modern publishing innovations they've had, like, publishers are spitting out these just gorgeous full color graphic novels, 2, 3, 4 a year sometimes for the series. So kids are just flocking to the library to check out all this visual media, whether it's print or digital versions of them. They want the ebooks, they want the audiobooks, they want the graphic novels, and they want the manga. And then you have this double meaning of, like, the library is the heart of the school. So kids are just kind of drawn there. If they need help, if they have research to do, if they need a place to hang out and study with friends, like, the library is a safe place to go. And we have librarians in all of our schools. So we're very excited to be part of that and to help kids feel that draw and find what they're looking for.
We're talking with Mandy Bellum, who is a K-12 library media content lead at Minneapolis Public Schools. We're celebrating National Library Week this week, April 6th through the 12th. And it's a celebration highlighting the valuable role libraries, librarians, and library workers play in transforming lives and strengthening our communities. The first National Library Week was observed, by the way, in 1958 with the theme of Wake Up and Read. And this 2025 celebration marks the 67th anniversary of the first event. This is really, really cool. So, Mandy, tell us about what you do for the students at Minneapolis Public Schools and what drew you to this career as a library media specialist.
That's one of the perks of being in a big district, is we have the capacity to have a department lead for almost every department. So in Minneapolis, we have 41 media specialists across 68 sites. Several of them are half-time, several more are full-time. And my job as the library media content lead is to support them with whatever they need, whether that's lessons or training, helping them with their book budgets, and then figuring out, like, what can we do to collaborate more effectively with principals and teachers, getting kids excited about books, doing different kinds of literacy promotions. And then all the different content leads talk to each other as well. We have offices at Davis, so we're always talking to each other about what's going on in your content area. How can we support each other? And the library team has a big part of that, whether it's books or technology or research or getting kids what they need. Typically, whatever you're learning, library media specialists are involved in some way, shape, or form. So that's kind of the fun for me being the team lead is I'm a jack of all trades. I've been a math teacher. I've been a Spanish teacher. I have my elementary ed degree. I have a principal's license. So being in this role, I feel like I get to dabble in all these different things. And we have a really big direct impact on students. So being in a district role, I feel like I have a big supporting role for my team to make sure that they can more successfully help students.
And you mentioned, you know, every school at MPS has at least a halftime media library specialist. What kind of effect has this had on reading and the number of books students are checking out these days?
That's been really fun to watch. I'm approaching the end of my second year at MPS and coming out of the pandemic where kids did not have access to a physical school space, didn't necessarily, even when they came back, have access to the library. Justice Page didn't have a librarian the year before I started. So coming in with the school board adopting this dedicated funding to have media specialists in every school, I think we had 20 plus brand new people last year. And after the first year going into the second year, we've retained about 90% of those staff. So it's been really exciting seeing them learn their schools, get to know students, and returning to the same school the second year. We're seeing kids getting excited about checking out books. Circulation numbers are up, which means kids are checking out more and more books. And then our goal has really been to get as many classes to the library each week as possible. So having that guaranteed staffing really supports that depending on what days the school librarian is there, and what hours they're there, that all the teachers know when they can bring classes down. And at some of the bigger sites, when you have a full-time person, that really allows open book checkout, where there might even be a paraprofessional in the library. So if they need to come and go, there's somebody else there that can keep the librarian open. Because that's been, when we've asked students what they wanted, they've said, we want the library open. We want to be able to come down when we need books, when we need help, when we need to do research. So having that guaranteed staffing really allows students to like know when we're available and to come and get what they need.
And we talked about, you know, this week we're celebrating the role of librarians in everybody's everyday life. Can you tell us a little bit more about all the ways librarians and media specialists can touch the lives of students, particularly at Minneapolis Public Schools?
Yeah, we are licensed teachers, which means we can teach your students all sorts of things, whether it's research skills or evaluating websites and databases, helping kids figure out how to do fact checking, and then having a one-to-one program here at MPS, teaching kids how to use their devices responsibly and to get more skills for digital citizenship for that digital life they have. So that's the teaching part of what we can do. We also collaborate with teachers. So you might have a reading teacher or a language arts teacher that is really focused on helping the kids learn literacy skills. And then they can come to the library to grow those skills. They can also come to the library to get books of what they're interested in, which is really exciting. So they might want to learn some knitting or they might want to learn art skills. They can check out books that they want to read for fun as opposed to classroom novels that they might not get as much choice in. So we really want the media specialists to be available for the students to help them figure out what they're interested in and to make sure that they know how to find that information without necessarily having to ask for help.
A couple more for Mandy Bellum, who is a K-12 library media content lead at Minneapolis Public Schools. Now, this is kind of a more personal question as it pertains to me, because, you know, I'm kind of witnessing the middle of all of this renovations at North High. That's where we're stationed at with MPS Voices and soon Jazz 88 over the next couple of weeks. So North has gone through these renovations, and one new area is the new stylish Library Media Center. And I think a lot of other people would be surprised to see the design, like lots of seating areas for working, And it feels like a more intentional approach to books on display. Can you tell us why?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Norris had, with the CTE Center there, they had all sorts of construction over the last few years. So as we were looking at designing this new space for North, we really wanted to get back to what do the students want out of the space? What do they need? So as we sat down with like the schematics, that space, I don't know if you remember, that used to be the cafeteria.
Yeah.
So they still have a sign on one of the posts that says cafeteria, which I hope they don't take down because it's very nostalgic.
Yes.
But going into that space, we wanted kids to be able to come in and feel comfortable, to feel safe, and to feel like they could do whatever it is they need to do. The media specialist there, her name is Liz Arum. So shout out to Liz at North High School in the Media Center. She has hand crocheted little baskets for the plants. She has just an amazing collection of plants that she has next to all these amazing lighting spaces. There's like natural lighting on one side. There's like soft seating. And there's so many different ways that kids can interact in the space. There's a classroom area in the back. There's a fishbowl, which if you haven't seen like an educational fishbowl before, it's a literal circle with chairs around the outside. And then it has a center circle of seating that is more booth style. So the entire class can fit in this space. And the people in the middle are the ones doing the talking and the people around the outside are observing. So they can do literal fishbowl activities with classes. And that's been really popular at North. They also have several glassed-in study rooms that kids can work in small groups, big groups. Ms. Arum is actually teaching calculus out of one of those rooms right now. So talk about jack of all trades. She has help covering the media center so she can go and teach this calculus class. They have a class space to do that. And then there's so many different kinds of soft seating and cafe tables and booths. And then most of the bookcases are on wheels. So that's been a big change for these new libraries, is that whatever kids need to do in the space, whatever adults need to do in the space, they can really shift it for what they need, as opposed to like if you go into like traditional libraries, big, heavy bookcases and big, heavy tables and everything feels like it's so heavy, you can't move it without hurting yourself. New media centers have completely transformed that. So if you get a chance to visit North High School, the CTE Center is gorgeous. The library is gorgeous. The entire complex is so inspiring that you just want to stay there all day. It's really well done.
I concur. As someone who offices out of the CTE Center, I agree with 100% of everything you just said. It is a beautiful facility, and I can't wait till Jazz 88 is fully over there as well. We're getting closer to completing that move. But it's been a joy for me to be over there every day, certainly since school started back in September. Just a couple more for you, Mandy. Tell us about the Library Services and Technology Act grant that you guys have been awarded.
Yeah, these are state dollars that are allocated from the Institute of Museums and Library Services, which is a federal program. And we apply for these grants every year. This is our second year that we've gotten them. And there was one 2 years before I started. We've been working on building diverse library collections, making sure that there's all sorts of representation of cultures and communities, and that students can find books that not only reflect their lived experiences, but also learn about others. So 23-24 school year, we partnered with the We Win Institute to increase our Black representation. So we specifically worked with them to pick out books with Black authors at the preschool and kindergarten level. And then we had K-12 books as well that we put into the libraries. We also worked on culturally responsive library walks, where we got students and staff and community members to come into the library, partner with the librarian to really do a kind of a cultural deep dive. Like, does this space meet our needs? Do we feel represented and that like this is a place we want to be? And then what kinds of improvements would you like to see? So we ended up doing that at 50 sites, which then informed our new grant that we got this past year. We're partnering with Wise Inc. Publishing, and not only continuing to increase books by Black authors. We've also expanded. We're really focusing on our bilingual and Spanish language books this year because we've had such an influx of Latinx, Latine, Hispanic students, especially from South America. So we've been trying to find more books in Spanish, more bilingual books. And we also wanted to partner with some local bookstores. So we've been partnering with Birchbark Books, Strive, Black Garnet Books, Red Balloon to buy books by Minnesota authors from those various different communities. So we're not only supporting the authors from those communities, we're also supporting local bookstores. And then simultaneously, while we've been doing that, we've also been working on genrefying our libraries, which you can also see at North. The librarians have this sticker system. Every different genre of fiction books has a different sticker. So there's fantasy, science fiction, scary, sports, any different kind of like flavor of fiction you can think of. We've been working on getting the stickers on those books and then physically moving those books to be together. So if you're a mystery reader, you can come in and you'll see the section with all the books that have mystery stickers. And then you're not having to stop and ask a grown up to help you and find a book. So that's where we've really seen the circulation numbers jump, especially at the elementaries, is kids are like, oh my gosh, we have all of these books by in this category that I really enjoy reading. Once they can find them, they're so excited. They just keep coming back and checking out more. So with this grant, we've had money to pay for staff to do that work. We will be at about 90% genrefied by the end of June. And our goal for next year is to finish so that every site is fully genrefied and kids can come in and find the books they need without needing help from a grown-up.
I love it. That's amazing. That's wonderful. Last thing for you, Mandy, for our listeners out there who haven't quite polished up or used their library cards in a while, what are some basic offerings that at your local public library? Because as adults, we hope the magic and possibility you felt entering the library as a kid really never leaves you, right? So what are some basic offerings that are kind of available at public libraries these days?
Public libraries are a big partner with school libraries. So if you haven't been there in a while, I would highly encourage you to stop by your nearest branch, or you can go to their website. Hennepin County's library website is hclib.org, hclib.org. They have a really comprehensive map where you can figure out what your closest branch is. And you can get a free library card either right away in person, or you can request one online. You can go to the About the Library section on the website and then click on library cards. Even if you think you have one and you haven't used it for a few years, you can still go in and fill that out. And once you have that card, you can even just use the digital card to access the Libby app, which is a free app for either Samsung or Apple phones. And it allows you to put in your library card, and then you have access to just millions of different ebooks and audiobooks for free through this like MELSA group that is all across the state. They join all their money together to buy as many books as possible for Minnesota residents, which is really exciting. And then when you physically go to your local branches, not only can you check out books, but they have all sorts of amazing program for kids and adults. They're about to start their summer reading program. They've got a big book bingo board. They have teen activities, maker space. You can check out book club kits for either students or adults. They have technology classes. So libraries aren't just about books anymore. Libraries are about like stuff and gathering. So I would definitely, if you haven't been to your library in a long time, I would go check it out, even just for a space to hang out. A lot of them are really close to some amazing coffee shops as well. So be sure to check out hclib.org and get your library card as soon as you can.
Awesome. Mandy Bellum, K-12 Library Media Content Lead at Minneapolis Public Schools. This was a fun conversation. So much information, so many great, exciting things happening on that side of things for Minneapolis Public Schools. Thanks for the time today. And go to your local public library as well. Check that out. Mandy, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.